5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you know, you know.
I know.
Welcome to the JPS Pod.
Episode 4.
Oh, season 2 has been a belter so far.
Can't wait for the theme today.
Oh, nostalgic.
Very much so.
This has got my reliving my past already. It's just been such a, it's like a insight into my past. Like I feel like a child in JPS.
So as you can probably tell from the title of the episode and from the opening music, we are going to be talking about gaming.
Let's put them on the spot.
Go on.
Who is that? What was that song from, listeners? Do you know?
It's a great
game. I bet there are parents in the car now going, I know this. And the kids are like, not got a clue.
Do you know what? I spent a lot of my childhood, well, some people say wasted. Wasn't.
Utilized.
Playing games. Computers. What was the first computer you had?
So I actually, PlayStation 1, believe it or not.
Was it?
So the first, that's the one I properly owned myself. I didn't pay for it. It was a Christmas present. Game Boy. You know the grey one with the purple little, the purpley buttons?
Yes.
And didn't have a backlight. So you had to like plug a little lamp into it.
Yeah, you had to get that as an extra, didn't you? It wasn't a given that you got it.
So yeah, but PlayStation 1 was my first. What about you?
Nice. So I remember getting I don't know if it was the Game Boy or whether it was the Sega Master System.
Ooh.
And they had inbuilt games.
Yes, like preloaded into
Yeah. And I remember one evening, my dad, he was setting it up, checking it worked. And I remember waking up, and it was in my bedroom. I remember having it in my bedroom, which didn't last very long, I can tell you. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and my dad obviously turned the volume right down, but he was playing a game called Alex the Kid.
Yeah.
And it was a game where it was like a platform game. You had to obviously overcome some challenges before you go on to the next level and so on. And I remember waking up. I don't think I told him I was awake, but I watched him for like 30, 40 seconds and then fell back to sleep. And a few days later, I said to my dad, let's play Alex Kid. Can you help me? And he was amazing at it all of a sudden. And I said, how did you get so good at this game? And I remember my mum saying to me, every night when you go to sleep, he's on it. What a game it was. It was such a good game. Do you know what? I'm going to try and find it. I reckon, because do you know what? I've got a Mega Drive at home, which came after the Master System. I've actually got one in Dubai.
That is pretty cool. We'll have to hook that up.
Should we bring it in and have a go? Let's get a video of us playing it.
On the big screen.
I've got a really old FIFA game from 1994.
Ah.
Yeah, World Cup.
I think FIFA 97 was my first one. But we're going to get into that a little bit more in our main segment. But what a week it's been in school. Another busy week.
Such a good week.
How's it going in six? What are you, six?
Same as you.
Six E's.
With
do you know what? Do you know what confuses me is because your classroom's down the bottom.
I know, that's
so
right.
So I know that the teacher we can't speak about is in 6G.
Oh, yeah.
But then...
Schmark Schmerner.
Yeah, that's the one. But then it confuses because different teacher in different places. But 5 E's, it's been a good week.
Arts Festival has been brilliant.
Full swing. Love the six paintings on the on the cubbies. The trees look tremendous.
Paul Cézanne.
Very impressive.
That's Paul Cézanne.
His name's French. Paul Susan.
He basically has inspired me to just sort of dabble in some oil painting work.
Just dabble. So year 5, we've been focused on photography.
I've seen some brilliant photography going on.
I've seen outside my classroom around
Fantastic.
The door.
Fantastic, yeah.
I've taken 26 ugly children and I've made them look relatively okay.
5E.
They're going to look at me at this point in preview, like, how dare you speak ill of us, sir?
The messages you're going to get in.
That's how they speak in our class.
We've had a lot of messages in this week, haven't we?
Inundated.
We've had some good feedback.
Do you know what? It's the difference, though, between an important teacher email and so nice seeing this inbox fill up. I love looking at every email from this one.
Some amazing responses about the competition we've had, which we'll share later on.
You swear some people love their mothers.
I know. Do you? You know, there was a point when I got probably about 10 in about 2 minutes. And I thought, I wonder if these children have actually told their mum these things, like that they feel about them. Like,
I'm just gonna CC her into the email. She can.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Linda@gmail.com has been CC'd into my email. She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So we'll announce that later on, and we've had some brilliant sound effects come in.
We have.
Should we do that now?
Shall we?
So this sound effect came from one of our friends in 6B in Mr. Edwards' class.
Was it 6B? Because if we said 6C or 6E, would we be wrong?
I think we would be wrong.
Okay. Maybe it'd be good if we had a sound effect for if we were wrong.
So let's say this sound effect is from Mazin in 6A. This
not.
Is from Mazin in 6G. This is from Mazin in 6B.
Is this the correct one?
Oh, the correct one. Oh, we found out that we needed the correct one too.
Which one is the...
6B. It is 6B. It is 6B.
So we've got one for this.
Correct!
Yes, I like that guy. One.
Correct! Correct! Correct!
Imagine doing your maths lesson and then you've got like mental maths and you've got 30 questions. Right, sir, it's 2 by 2, 4.
Correct! That's a good one. I like that one.
So that's our sound effect of the week.
So Mazin, guess what? 50 dirham book one voucher coming your way.
And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We get to use it 50 times.
Yes.
Correct!
We can use that five times.
So, Mr. Williams and his chubby fingers.
So what else are we going to do now?
So we've got some regular segments now that are really starting to make the pod really meaty.
They are.
So we're going to go now into a would you rather.
Yeah, nice.
And then from the would you rather... Or should we keep that secret? I think we should say.
It all connects, doesn't it?
We've got Mr. Cooper's joke afterwards. Mr. Cooper's. And I have been very much looking forward to listening to it. And I think this one, last week he made a joke saying, well, this week was 3 minutes, next week's going to be 4 minutes. And he was, it's a joke, 4 minutes.
Was it?
You've got a 4 minute joke, guys.
Do you know what? I've not actually listened to this yet.
You're in for a treat.
Well, last week I listened to them. And I did that whole, because I knew what the joke was. And this time I thought, do you know what? I need to feel the experience.
So Mr. Cooper likes me to quality check them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like one of us. And he's been immaculate.
Great.
His delivery, better than Talabat, Deliveroo.
I mean,
Somato. Yeah.
I reckon he writes them down, practices them. You don't get that good at telling jokes without practicing them.
Toothbrush in the mirror at night.
Yep.
Okay, so without further ado, we're going to go to our next segment. It's Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. What is the Would You Rather today, Mr.
So
Williams?
As we're on theme, we're on a gaming theme, and I know how much some of you guys absolutely love games.
Yep.
I love games, I do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So this question, I thought of this question. This didn't come from one of, because you guys wouldn't have known we were looking at gaming this week or focusing on gaming. So this week, would you rather live in a world, the Pokemon world?
Actually in the world?
Yeah, so like there would be Pokemon creatures in the long grass and... Yeah. You know, you'd have your own little companion Pokemon. But also, you'd have the threat of coming up against a wild Charizard. That's very uncommon, but you get the... It's probably more likely to be a Weedle. Or would you rather live in the Minecraft world where you can basically build anything or anything, anywhere. There's diamonds, there's this. So you could basically build a perfect dream house.
I'm a big fan of Pokemon.
I love Pokemon. Pokemon... As you'll find out later in the show, is my favorite game.
Do you know what? Actually, I'm not as big a fan of you.
You're not a bigger fan of me.
I'm not bigger fan of Pokemon as you.
I thought you were wearing that I'm Mr. Williams' number one fan t-shirt today.
Oh,
that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Gave it away. But my brother loved it. And so I remember him collecting cards. And the children in my class, I said to them, bring in your Pokemon cards, your collectibles at break time.
As long as you give the expensive ones to Mr. Humley, who can sell them on Dubizzle.
Yes. So there's some amazing collectibles you can get for Pokemon. And I've got a few for Millie, because I went for a stage when Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah.
I'm up to level 28, 29.
Do you remember you just see like random people walking around like a canal or something dark in their pajamas looking for...
Mrs. Richardson has got a really good story about when she went to Singapore.
Yeah.
And maybe she could share it for next week. I won't explain what it is, but it's a really, really good story about what she saw. Yeah, exactly.
But on the other hand, do you remember we had Minecraft training? And the guy was like, build yourself the perfect house. You've got a half hour.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh. So you, if you do it properly,
yeah,
you could basically live in a world where you could muster up anything. The only problem is everything's cubed, or everything's square.
Still, for me, Pokemon, I love the idea of going collecting and catching them and obviously evolving them and battling and stuff.
I wouldn't like to come face to face with some of them.
True, true.
Who's the scariest, do you think? Gyarados for me.
Gyarados. I like Gyarados though.
Magikarp came before him, didn't he? What a pathetic little creature.
You had to collect loads of Magikarps to get
Magikarp. Gyarados. Did Splash.
Yes. Oh. Snorlax.
Snorlax. And there's going to be the biggest question of all later. We'll have to discuss which starter Pokemon you pick and why. Mm. That's probably one of life's biggest questions. Yep. I think you learn a lot about somebody from what, obviously, there's one right answer and two wrong answers, or there's half a right answer, but there's one definitely wrong answer.
Yeah.
So let's see what you guys think later on. So I'm going to go for Pokemon. What about you?
Yeah, Pokemon, easy.
Happy days. Easy. Time for Mr. Cooper's joke.
Nice one.
Mr. Cooper, I can imagine he's been rehearsing this. He's probably done about 5 drafts of this, but his execution in this is exquisite. He sorted out his sound issues. I think he invested in some headphones and a little microphone.
Yeah, he's got a little, he said the other day, because he's committed to this as a feature, he's got lots of extra new little bits that he's got. Right, he's got his little space in his house where he's
soundproofed his whole place. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to these.
Little note on the door: please do not ring the doorbell. Recording in progress. Are we ready for this?
Go on.
It's coming. There we go.
Hello, Mr. Huntley.
Hello.
Bodada, Mr. Williams.
Bodada, Bach.
Hope you both very well.
Pretty good,
as always.
Loving the podcast, as always. I understand this week you are discussing gaming and games.
Yep.
All of that kind of stuff. Takes me back to my childhood. Don't know if you remember this, but there was a very popular gaming console, the Game Boy. So when I was young, the Game Boy, that was all the rage. I remember playing Tetris. A few other games. I had a lovely time with the Game Boy. I don't know if you remember that. And then maybe 10 years ago, my younger brother, he had a Wii, and we'd be playing 10-pin bowling in the living room. You have to watch out you didn't knock a lamp over.
Guilty.
As you made the swishing motion. I think it's a swishing motion. So that was the Wii. Oh, it takes me back. Apparently the Wii, very popular in France. Popular in France, the Wii.
Oh, goodness me.
Anyhow, so
choked on my water then.
The thing that took me back was before the days we're living in now, there used to be a lot of parties going on, you know, birthday parties, all that kind of thing, special events, parties, leaving parties. And one of my good friends wanted to have a party. I don't think it was a special occasion, just wanted to have a little get together. And they came up to me and they said they wanted to have a space party, but they weren't sure how to organize it. So they had this idea for a space party, not sure how to organize it. They said, how would you do that, Mr. Cooper? And I said, what? Organize a space party? I said, that's easy. You have to planets.
It's terrible, Alan.
So we planned it, and we had our space party, and we had a lovely time. Originally, in the end, we had the party at, I think it was at my apartment. It was at someone's house. It was just a small affair, but originally we were gonna go the whole kit and caboodle. We were gonna really go for it. And we were going to have it on the moon. That was the original plan for this party, you know, space party. We were going to have it on the moon. But I did a recce. I went and looked at the moon for a possible location. I went up there and I came back and I said, listen, it's absolutely tremendous. A lovely location, really good for a party. But sadly, there's just no atmosphere. So we ended up having the party at my apartment. It was great. Really, really nice time had by all. We had such a lovely time. You know, somebody brought their new console. I mean, I'm used to the Game Boy. I'm used to the Wii. But the people were bringing like the new stuff with them. There was the, I don't know what it's called. Is it the PS12? Is that right? PS12, something like that? And the,
nuts right now.
The Super Xbox, something like that. And then some other people were doing these dances for some social media thingy they had, doing all these dances. And they said they were going to upload it onto TopTic. So, yeah, everyone was having a really lovely time. The only dampener on the evening, the only thing that really did just put a little dampener at the end of the evening was I'd invited a good friend of mine, a frog. It was a frog friend of mine. I know it's unusual, but I'm friends with anyone, me. I'm just friends with anyone. Got time for everyone, me. So this frog came to the party, and he had a lovely time as well. But at the end of the evening, he realized that he'd parked outside, but he parked illegally. You know, he hadn't followed the parking rules, and he'd ended up parking illegally. And my friend, the frog, sadly, his car was towed away. Anyway, on that note, have a lovely rest of the day, Mr. Huntley.
Cheers, mate.
Have a lovely rest of the day, Mr. Williams.
Welcome, Val.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Mixed bag. I mean, they were great, but the toad one.
Let's see. Well, I'd be interested when the kids listen to this one, if there's like waves of laughter or just waves of that forehead slap I did at the start in one of the earlier pods, which was just a...
I definitely think there was a lot of angry children when Mr. Cooper was deliberately getting the
names
wrong.
He's goading you. Tick. It's clearly TikTok. I bet my class last year, Mr. Cooper's class this year, are going bonkers with him.
Do you do TikTok?
I did it for my class last year as a treat from learning from home, just to keep things interesting. But there are some really keen TikTokers in year six.
Somebody I taught last year had over 30,000 followers.
30K?
30,000. That's a lot, isn't it? That's more than a football stadium.
Yeah. That's 1.5 Swans football stadium, Liberty Stadiums.
Oh my goodness me.
Madness. Okay, moving on.
So we got some correspondence.
We have.
We got some people that have been in touch. So last week, Nicholas George, big fan of the podcast.
Huge fan.
He basically has some information for us.
Let's hear it.
Do you want to hear it? All right, let me get this playing.
Hello, Mr. Huntley. Hello, Mr. Williams.
Hello.
I hope you're having a good day. And I have a mind-blowing animal fact. I was like, what? When I read this in a book, the box jellyfish, which is the most venomous animal on the planet, is only the size of a golf ball. And that's my plan. Goodbye. I hope you have a good day.
Oh, I interrupted
him. We certainly will, Nicholas. Thank you very much for that fact.
What a mind-blowing fact.
The size of a golf ball.
Although Mr. Roberts hit in a tee shot, I reckon that golf ball could do quite a lot of damage.
That's an amazing fact, though.
That is an amazing fact.
Do you know what? We love animal facts. Animal facts blow my mind.
I'm going to do it one more time.
And that was Nicholas George's...
Just to get value for money.
Effect, wasn't it?
Yeah, just to get value for money.
So thank you, Nicholas. Thanks for sharing your animal facts.
And thank you for being such a big fan of the pod.
Do you know what? We've got a little treat coming up in the next few weeks for fans of the pod. And actually, do you know what? I just clicked my fingers.
Yeah.
And it hurt a little bit.
That's a good click then, isn't it?
Yeah. My dad can't click his fingers.
Did you know the sound of the click actually comes from your middle finger hitting your palm and not the friction between the thumb and the middle finger? That blew my mind when I found out.
How long ago did you find that out?
A while back now, probably like 6 months.
During lockdown.
just click on my fingers.
What are you doing? Jordan, you okay? Yeah. Just trying something out.
Trying to get my street cred up.
One of my friends when I was at school used to try out new walks every so often. And he'd walk in school one day and we'd say, what are you doing? He's like, I just tried out my new walk. And we're
like, I love that. Just trying out a new swagger.
Have you ever done this? Like, try this, guys, when you're out and about. I've done this a few times. Is try out different accents when people strike up conversations with you.
Oh, let's not get back into this because we're going to have another complaint from your five.
Oh, yeah. That was Miss Kirkpatrick, by the way.
Miss Kirkpatrick, it was.
So, and when I shared that with my class, a few of them, after I said about going to the toilet to wag your finger, I could see a few of my class practicing wagging their finger and trying out the best way to do it. Do I do it like this, side to side, like a windscreen wiper, or do I shake it? And a few of mine were like, Mr. Huntley, can I go to the toilet, please? And I was like, no, I know what you're going to do. So apologies, Miss Kirkpatrick. Oh,
I think it should be on the curriculum. Every year group should be practicing tutting and finger wagging.
And do you know what? We've come totally off topic. What was I saying?
So you were talking about
people. Yeah. So Daniel De Silva, who we go way back, Daniel De Silva and the JPS pod, don't we?
Absolutely. So I taught him last year.
You taught him last year. Did he win a competition?
He did. He won the Higher Joint Burger Prize. And that burger that he created still features heavily in my dreams.
That was an absolutely amazing design. So Daniel's come up with another idea. Which we need to share with you. And actually, when we heard this, we looked at each other, didn't we? We were like, oh my goodness, this is a great idea.
You know, like the light bulb moment. Ding.
Have we got a ding on there? We haven't got a ding on there.
We haven't got a ding.
Should we get a ding? Let's get a ding.
Ask me again. Have we got a ding?
Have we got a ding?
No, but we have got this.
Hello, Mr.
Stop him there.
Right. Let's play that again.
We've just bigged him up so much. And that's how he repays us?
Listen to this again. Did you spot the mistake? Daniel.
Hello, Mr.
It's the part where he goes,
We forgive you, Daniel.
Mr. Williams, and hello, Mr. Huntley. I'm Daniel De Silva.
We know who you are.
Famous.
And I have an idea for the podcast.
Let's hear it.
But I just wanted to say I really love the podcast so much, and I love all the jokes and all the fun in it. For my idea, I would you don't have to use this idea.
Well, don't write yourself
but
off.
But could you please consider it?
Absolutely.
Considered.
I was thinking that in each classroom there would be a box full of tickets and only one ticket in the whole school will say you have won. And that person who gets the ticket will get to go onto the podcast because children love the podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, thank you, Dan. What a suggestion.
That is brilliant. It's almost like the golden ticket.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Do you know like a World Book Day when there's a golden ticket on the bottom of a chair?
Yes.
But then what's better than World Book Day? JPS Pod today?
Absolutely. So much better.
You know us, we're not technophobes. Boxes and bits of paper. We could probably do that digitally.
Let's do it digitally.
Because we love doing things digitally.
So
it just makes us look so hip and...
We're so trendy.
We're so trendy, man.
Oh my gosh, we're so trendy.
So what can we do then?
I've got children in my class that speak like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
And do they mimic you or is it...
It's not me.
Of their own accord?
Of their own accord.
Okay. Mr. Huntley, why are you talking like this? Because that's the way I talk.
Accents again.
Oh,
so basically, we thought this is a great idea. We're desperate to get you guys on the pod. Now, obviously, we've got to think carefully about how we do it, but we've got three really good microphones in here. You can, if you don't want to come on, but you want to share ideas, of course, you can keep sending them into the jpspod@jamirapierce.com or like Daniel's done, like Nicholas has done, send us in voice notes. That's a great way of getting
really
on without needing to come on. But if you'd like to come on in the next few weeks, I think Daniel's idea is a great way of getting
And obviously,
you on.
Like when he's not everyone's going to want to come on. Some people just like being listeners.
That's right.
Which is completely.
We don't want to force it on.
Even a lot of teachers just want to be listeners. They just enjoy sitting in the back in a dark room, listening to these velvety smooth voices. Not everyone's this professional, are they? But no. So if you wanted to come on and you had an idea that you'd like to share with us, then what could we do? You could possibly put your name forward in a Google form. Should we put that together?
Let's do a Google form, definitely.
Let's do a Google form.
Because you can always submit some stuff on that Google form too.
And you know, we like to be fair.
Yeah.
Because we value all our fans equally.
Yep.
So then what we can do then is we can pick a child out of the hat.
Do you know what?
So to speak.
It's true. And over the last week or so, we've had so, so many requests from people in year four. We've had some people in the 4C, Kanaya and Nadia.
Some of them are being quite assertive, aren't they?
They are. They're future politicians, I think.
The pod is boring without children. Get me on. I'll sort it out.
Mr. Mitchinson using 4G as a way of getting himself on the podcast. We've invited Mr. Mitchinson on.
We have.
Do you know what his nickname is? Little Mitch.
Little Mitch.
Little Mitch.
Ooh, like so Little guys, Mix. Like so Little Mix, but Little Mitch.
Little Mitch.
Oh, so don't call him that, guys. Don't call him that.
I think they should.
No.
Why not?
He's bigger than them.
Is he?
I think so.
Some of them, I think. Is that why he only teaches year four?
Yeah.
Because if he came out to year six, I think he'd...
And he doesn't have a desk chair either. It has to stand up just to assert that height over the other children.
So basically, yeah, get involved, get in touch. We'll announce something in the next week or so of how we're going to do this properly. But Daniel De Silva, what a suggestion.
Thank you, young sir.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, never guess what's coming up. Get to go back to talking about Pokemon.
Excellent. So what we'll do is we'll have a little break and we'll come back shortly.
Do you recognize that?
I do.
Who do we got?
This is one of your favorite games, isn't it?
Crash Bandicoot.
Sorry, I didn't know what you were asking.
Crash Bandicoot, that was. No, I wasn't.
Guys at home, who's played Crash Bandicoot?
What do we got?
I remember playing it when I was younger. I've always been the sport. Wee!
Oh, Mr. Williams.
I've always been a sports gamer as opposed to a platform gamer. So, like, basically, anything with this at the start.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Anything with that at the start was dreamy for me. So, like, here you go. Once more.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Class game. I used to love that so much. FIFA. Did you ever have... were you a FIFA boy?
Oh, still am.
Yeah, me too. I haven't got the new one, though.
So I get the new one, and then what happens is I play it, like, three times.
Yeah.
I do the first transfer window, get, like, Mbappe, get, like, really fast players.
Yeah.
And then the transfer window closes. I get to January.
Yeah.
Spent all my money.
Yeah.
Never play it again.
Do you know what? This is one of the first FIFAs for a long time I haven't got. And I think, but I'm thinking of treating myself at some point in the near future. Or anybody gets a free PS5, like, you know, or new Xbox.
We'll babysit it for you.
If anybody feels like they've got one, go in spare.
Just in the back. Yeah, just in the bottom of the wardrobe, getting dusty.
So no, wait, we'll play it.
Yeah, but we'll just keep it warm.
Yeah, keep it warm.
Yeah, we'll keep it warm.
So gaming, yeah. Sports games for me. I remember Tiger Woods Golf. Love Tiger Woods Golf.
How much spin could you put on that ball?
Yep. And you'd upgrade all your equipment as quickly as you could to try and get... I remember shooting sub... This is going to mean nothing to you guys, but crazy scores. Crazy scores. One of the earliest games I said before, right at the start, was Alex the Kid.
Yeah.
Great game. And I remember also Lemmings.
Lemmings.
Have you played Lemmings? Right now, I found a web version, just on a website.
Yeah.
So you haven't got to download it or anything. Mm-hmm. A web version of Lemmings. Now, for those of you at home, ask your parents about Lemmings. What a game that was. So each level had a different task challenge, and you had to get these lemmings, little animals, through to the next level.
Yeah, from one side to the other, because it was just 2D, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, some of the levels were really, really easy. Some of them were a bit more challenging, and by the end, they were really tough.
But I'd have given up by then.
So what, should I share that? Let me share that with people.
How good would that be?
Such a good game. Do you know what? That's a great preview review, a little game to sort of play with your friends.
Don't get addicted to it.
No,
just play it one or two times.
Brilliant.
Because I know what happened now.
Yeah.
Is everyone goes absolutely nuts for it.
Yeah.
It's like that other game, Worms.
Yes.
That was another one. Those sort of like simple games, but so addictive.
Like Tetris.
Tetris,
when the speed got up to whatever it was crazy.
Oh, and then you make one mistake and then it just piles up and up and up and up and up. Oh, the heart just sinks.
Your heart will just be beeping like this by the end.
Oh, oh no, the square's coming down, we've got nowhere to put it.
The over rotation.
Tell you what it did make me good at though.
What?
Packing shopping bags.
Yes.
In go the beans.
Packing for holidays.
Completed it.
Getting your shoes.
Yeah.
Getting shoes in. But guys, have you played Tetris? Have you played Lemmings? And we were sort of talking about this earlier, weren't we? We were like, I actually spoke to my class about this. Like, what's the game of choice for you? And some of them, it's still FIFA.
Still FIFA.
I've got some boys in my class that they think they can smash me on FIFA.
No.
Before I played...
How naive are you?
Yeah.
No chance.
However, they probably... you got this skill FIFA, I don't play skill FIFA.
No.
Functional.
Yeah.
Pop, goal. Yeah,
I put like Giroud up top and play long balls.
Yeah, wide players with crazy pace.
Yeah.
Score goals.
The way people play FIFA now is so unnatural. If you saw an actual real game of football that fast and in the way they play, I think it'd just be banned.
Football
would be banned. Graphics are incredible.
I saw a really good one of Mbappe the other day. He looks so similar. Looks more like Kylian Mbappe than Kylian Mbappe does. There's another game I was thinking about the other day that I thought, oh, yes, we spoke about it at the start. No, Mr. Cooper spoke about it in his jokes. The Nintendo Wii.
Do you remember just like Wii Sports?
Yes.
What a game that. And talk about one that's just like completely the other scale of graphics. Yeah.
I remember getting to a point with the bowling that if I didn't, my aim each time I played it was to try and get full score.
Full house.
And I got 299 twice. And I definitely think it would just not let you get it.
Oh, you're cheating.
No, I swear on my life.
Did you wear the funny shoes?
Well, you upgrade your ball, don't you? And stuff like that. So basically that's what I did.
A real shiny one.
Real shiny one.
Well, this one's a bit heavy.
But like your living room and you're doing the funny... stances. Oh,
the funniest one is when they have those little white sort of straps on the end of a the Wii remote.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use that.
No.
Who uses that all of a sudden? They've put their remote to the flat screen TV. Mom, there's been a problem. I was bowling in the front room.
I remember one day, the tennis game on the Nintendo Wii, and you obviously have to pretend you're playing tennis. And I remember we'd played it just after we'd had like a big Sunday roast. And you get so into it. Big Sunday dinner with the family. And I remember, actually, it was just me and Jen. And we were playing it in our living room before the children came along. And we felt so sick after. You see those VR games and the headset games?
Yeah.
I always think they should come with a warning, like, don't eat or drink too soon before. Like, you would do with exercise because it's intense. You don't breathe.
I always find it funny when you see those ones that just sit on the sofa and just flick their wrists really quickly. Cheats.
It's cheating. The whole idea is supposed to get up and move, isn't it?
Yeah. What list? Okay, then let's go back to it then. So what devices did you or consoles did you have throughout? Because I'm assuming you'd have had devices way before me.
So first gaming console I said before was like the Master System.
Yeah.
Mega Drive.
Yeah.
Both made by Sega.
Sega.
And that was when I first got into FIFA, when I got my Mega Drive. And then I remember for Christmas, Father Christmas getting me the PlayStation, the PS1.
The grey one.
The original.
Yeah.
The Ridge. And
I had one of those.
Just brilliant game. And I remember having a game called Ridge Racer.
Yeah.
Ridge Racer. And I remember like the music was brilliant. But you've got a soundtrack from Spotify, haven't you?
I've got loads of sound. And it's just brought back off memories flooding back, isn't it?
And I remember Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo, I enjoy that.
And I remember just playing mainly like FIFA games, games that you could play against someone else, like in a friend round and stuff.
So I started with a Game Boy, the old Game Boy, and then I had the Game Boy Color. Yeah. But I had a PS1.
Yep.
Then I had a Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
The best one I've ever had, the PSP. For those who don't know, that's the PlayStation Portable.
Yeah.
And it came out like these little cassette discs. I had on there like Pro Evolution, well, in the time when Pro Evolution Soccer actually tried to keep up with FIFA.
Yeah.
I had Fight Night on there, like boxing.
Yeah.
I had a GameCube.
Oh, I remember the cubes.
Yeah, I had the GameCube, which
Who were they made by?
That was Nintendo.
Okay.
So I had like Super Mario Sunshine on there.
Yeah.
And a couple of other games. Tiger Woods was probably my favorite one there. And then I went to an Xbox One, which I've used probably about 12 times in my life.
Have you?
And now it just sort of sits on the shelf, getting a little bit dusty.
Before COVID, we went round to Mr. Turner's apartment. Was it Mr. Turner's apartment that time we went round? And we played...
So Mr. Turner, I think, has got the Xbox, the new Xbox.
Okay.
And he's got the Nintendo Switch.
Has he?
He's living the dream.
We were playing Formula One, remember?
Yes.
And Mr. Gone doesn't really play... Well, does he play a game? Am I wrong to say that? He's not,
not sure.
But anyway, I don't think he plays a lot of the games that I would play. But he Formula One. He's a massive Formula One head, isn't he?
He brought a helmet along.
Yeah, he sat there, put his gloves on, put his helmet on, and he basically he makes noises like he revs up when he plays it. So it's like,
God, these sound effects are good.
Yeah,
right next to that's Mr. Gonnie.
Surround sound. I'm sat next to him. I can hear it. And he didn't really. We're just joking. We're just joking. We're just joshing. And he was amazing at it, wasn't he?
Brilliant.
He took us off
when
the track.
When I play F1 games, I have to have the guide on the track that tells you when to slow down.
The racing line.
Because I just leave acceleration on and then use the barriers to guide me.
Too right. That's
whereas,
real racing.
Whereas Mr. Gone is far more meticulous in his driver methods, unlike real life.
Yep.
When he does use barriers to guide him.
That's it.
Yes. And then, so one thing that's blown my mind recently, going back to the Nintendo Switch, and Mr. Turner, I think the best current game, forget Fortnite.
Yep.
Forget FIFA. Forget Minecraft. The best game at the moment is Super Mario Kart. Hands down.
Oh, brilliant.
It's the best game.
Brilliant
game.
Fact. Minnie plays it on the DS.
Does she?
Yeah, it's good on the DS because it's quite handy. Like, because it's all, she pretends she's driving the steering wheel when she does it. It's class.
So then he's got this thing where it's actually a car, a physical car with a camera on it.
Okay.
And then he can set the course out in whatever room he wants. It can go under tables. It can go through chairs. And then... you drive the course, so you look at the screen and there's a camera so you can see your apartment as the racing track.
Amazing.
Blew my mind.
That is crazy.
Blew my mind. He drove off the balcony and now it's on Al Kail Road. He's racing Al Kail Road. Yeah, incredible. So what do you guys think? What are your top games at the moment? Obviously, that's a rhetorical question and you're not going to reply, but you could even write into the JPS pod.
Well, do you know what I was actually going to suggest is send in some voice notes suggesting games for us, because I'm thinking about buying a games console soon. Yeah. So suggestions would be good, because you know the amount of times you buy a game, somebody, you don't
really
know.
At the moment, though, it's Team Xbox
yep.
against Team PS5 or PlayStation. So Mr. Turner is Team Xbox.
Yep.
Mr. Mitchinson is Team PlayStation.
Well, I played Mr. Mitchinson on his PS5.
What game?
FIFA.
How'd you get on?
Smashed him every game.
You did?
Yep.
Oh,
4 out of 4.
Always crying. Four out of four.
4 out of 4, yeah. So if Mr. Mitchinson is listening to this.
Get my tissue.
I even played deliberately weaker teams in the end, just so it was like more, you know, it got closer and it actually got worse.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, when you rub it in then, because you beat them with like a League 2.
What do you say? What do you say when you put the fourth and the fifth? That's why 3 and off.
That's when I would hold down the power button and just walk away.
That's it.
So I've got a bit of a quiz for you here.
Go on.
You didn't know I was going to do this.
I did not.
Okay, so I've got written down here the top 5 consoles in rank of how much they've sold worldwide.
Okay.
So technically, the top 5 most popular consoles ever.
Okay, as in like, so PlayStation, it would be like PlayStation 2. Like that.
So you could technically have a few PlayStations on
the
list.
Well, it's definitely not going to be PlayStation 5, is it? No one can get one in Dubai unless you spend 4,000 dirhams.
I think they only sold 4. Because they can't get hold of them. You've got more chance of getting a vaccine for COVID.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. What, your PlayStation 5?
Well, so I saw a PlayStation 5 the other day for double what you could get it for before. And it's in a shop, a normal shop. That is so, so wrong.
Correct!
That was correct fact.
Correct fact.
Wrong message to send to people.
Absolutely. So getting off the point here. So
yeah.
I will tell you, thing is, the top 5 is pretty boring.
Is it like PS2?
Is number one.
Xbox, not in that, aren't
there? So Xbox doesn't even feature in the top 5. So the Wii comes in at number 4.
Okay.
So we've got PS2 number 1, Wii number 4.
PS4 has got to be number 2.
It's number 2.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Game Boy.
Nope. It's really boring. Stick to the method you were going with.
PS3.
So we had PS2, PS4.
PS3.
PS1.
PS1.
And then number 5 is PS3.
Is it?
So I think a more interesting way of doing it is actually going from number 6 to number 10.
Yeah.
Because PlayStation have absolutely dominated that.
They did very well, didn't they?
They did. Just sort
of, they keep you, don't they? Once you've got one, you are one or the other, aren't you? Like, yeah. Now me going to Xbox would be like, I don't know.
It's like Star Wars, isn't it? Going from like to the dark side.
Yeah.
You're going to go to a PlayStation? So we've got number six, Xbox 360.
Yep.
Number seven was the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System.
My friends used to have one of those. Did I always have one of those? I can't remember. No, I don't think I did.
No. And then we've got the Nintendo Switch number eight.
Yep.
They are still selling like hotcakes.
Yep.
So I think that's going to go flying up the list.
Definitely.
I think that's going to overtake the Wii eventually.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, the SNES.
Yep. Not the SNES, the SNES. And then coming then in at a lowly 10 is the Xbox One. PlayStation have absolutely dominated that.
Yeah.
So what device have you got? What consoles have you guys got? Let us know.
Do, yeah.
And hopefully you're not addicted to them like I know some of you are.
Well, do you know what? I was the other day, I found myself watching Twitch. Have you heard of Twitch?
I've heard of Twitch.
So Twitch is, but if anyone that doesn't know, which I'm imagining, it's probably the adults that don't know, the children
the
do
Twitch
know.
Just think it's like a sudden involuntary movement.
Yeah. And basically it's one of those social media sites where you can watch someone playing a game. And you can converse with them, you can chat with them and stuff.
You can even send them a little bit of money.
Yeah, and you can pay them to subscribe and then basically what they do is they'll show you how to play certain parts of the
Imagine
game.
Imagine your job was playing video games. I bet that's why half the people in school, I'm not going to bother with English and maths.
That's right.
I'm absolutely brilliant at
creating content.
Yeah.
Because it is now, isn't it? Creating content like we're doing now, like we're obviously so entertaining.
Oh, we're just game changers, we are.
So it's one of those things where I was watching a guy play the new Tiger Woods golf.
Yeah.
And I thought it was on Facebook. I think I was watching it via Facebook. And this, honestly, after about a minute or two, I was thinking, oh, it's quite good actually. Because I'm a skeptic of stuff.
After an hour or two, I was thinking, God, I better feed the kids.
Yeah. It was, I better attend school. No, it wasn't a school day, but it was an evening. It was one of those things that you just sort of find yourself watching. And it was fascinating. So I can see why it's such a big thing. And obviously, at the moment, because I don't have a games console, it's less something I would do,
and
but as soon as I do. Yeah.
And esports now are almost bigger prize money than the Olympics doesn't have prize money.
Yeah. Well, huge. I think they're talking about esports.
Coming into the Olympics. Madness.
And I'm not sure what I think
And then you
that.
Can't write it off then, can you? Like, you can't deny it. You can't say esports doesn't exist. Yeah. It's the Olympic Games. That's just the way we're going, guys.
It's great. It is great, though.
It is cool.
It is cool.
And I think as well, one thing that we overlook now that you look at all of those top 10, that mention an iPhone or a smartphone anywhere.
No,
you think of the games that have been on smartphones even now. Like, I used to play one called Clash of Clans.
Yes,
I had to delete it.
Did you?
Way too. Yeah, I was just on it all the time.
Yeah, that's a thing I found a bit about Pokemon Go as well. It's like you're always looking to be on it and seeing, you know, the next part of the game. But gaming is an amazing thing, and I bet loads of you at home get told off by your mums and dads about it. But when your parents, do you think, guys, that you're going to be like your parents are with you when they game?
You think what gaming is going to be like when you're old, guys?
Or do you have to tell your mum and dad to get off the game so you can play? How many of you have parents that game more than you?
I bet there's quite a few. Yeah, I honestly do, with the headsets and everything. Yeah,
definitely.
Dad, it's my turn on Fortnite. Get off. No, son, I pay the bills here.
But it's true, isn't it? It's amazing. So share us your thoughts, share us your suggestions at the jpspod@jamirapps.com or voice notes. We prefer voice notes, don't we?
Yeah.
It's a bit more.
You can play them on the pod then.
Yeah, exactly. Get on.
Just change it up a little bit. Get a couple of other voices on here.
Yeah. Competition time.
Oh, we've had so many questions about this.
Do you know what? Once we released the episode that Sunday, inundated, weren't we?
When you announcing the winner? That's the only question we had. When are you announcing the winner?
And well, there's a whole lot of love shared from all the JPS children about their mums. So it's amazing.
It was actually lovely reading through the emails.
Very emotional.
Some
it was.
Soppy little ones, haven't we?
We certainly do. So we had a crazy amount of nominations.
Mode.
So what we did was, rather than choosing a winner, we've taken your suggestions and nominations, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And the thing is, reading them all, every mother sounds great. A couple of good ones, but most of them sound great. So it's hard to say this mother's the best. So what we're going to do, a draw.
We certainly are. So I've got some sound effects.
Ooh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to spin the wheel.
Yep.
And whoever it lands on will announce them, and they get an afternoon tea for two. Would, if you're a mum, would you take your child?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, I would take.
Who would you take?
5E teacher.
You take the 5E teacher?
Yeah.
Even if you don't know them, never met them before?
No, nope, that's fine.
Do you not think that would be a bit weird?
No, because I'd be so busy stuffing my face full of cake and sandwiches that I wouldn't have time to talk.
Oh. So afternoon tea at the Mall of Emirates Kempinski Hotel, courtesy of them. That's an amazing prize, isn't it?
Thank you so much again.
So thank you, Salim, and thank you, the team there, for providing. So let's get to it.
Let's spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel. Ready? Oh.
That was a good
exciting.
Spin.
That was a good spin. Yeah. And oh my goodness me. The winner is Malik Barazi. Malik Barazi, what a winner that is. So Malik will be in touch so we can share those vouchers with you. So congratulations. Your mum will be absolutely delighted.
Congratulations.
So congratulations, well done. So that takes us through to the end of the episode.
It's been a good one.
Episode 4. The gaming chat was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what we did? As soon as we finished that, I went home and started Googling PS5 Dubai.
Don't.
They're not anywhere. Or if they are, they're double the price. They should
get saving, Mr. Huntley.
Toy store, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Any donations, send them in, Mr. Huntley.
If you don't want to do donations, just donate the actual console
just
itself.
The actual console.
That's probably a safer bet, right?
Absolutely.
So what should we choose for a song for the end today?
What are you thinking?
I was thinking something to do with the gaming.
Yeah.
Maybe a gaming one. So, in fact, Mr. Williams, you had a brilliant playlist for this earlier the other day, didn't you?
Oh, I enjoyed every single one of those songs.
So I think maybe one of those. But remember, any contributions next week, any ideas, anything that you want to share, send those suggestions into the jpspod@jamirapps.com, and we can't wait to hear from you. Voice notes preferred.
We love a voice note.
Voice notes are much better than emails, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Miss Hopkins,
they are a pleasure.
Whenever you send a message to Miss Hopkins, she always replies with a voice note. It's great. So much easier. You can say a lot more in a voice note as well, can't you? I'm actually just killing time here because Mr. Williams can't find the song.
Oh, there's so many to choose from. So many to choose from.
Right.
What are we thinking? What
oh,
are we
and
thinking?
I'll share the Lemmings website as well.
Okay, Lemmings, so we're going to go for a classic.
So I'll pass it over to Mr. Williams. Goodbye from me, and I'll let Mr. Williams finish off. It's not gone quiet. He's still finding his songs.
It's not connected.
It's not connected. Do you know what we'll do? We'll just put one on the end. Anyway, catch you later.
It's taken 4 episodes to fudge it up, so there we go.
Have a good one. See you next week.
Bye.
I feel it all around.